This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With apologies to that old playground taunt, first comes love, then nowadays comes the wedding website. They're called wed sites, apparently. Nearly 75% of couples now include a web address on their save the date cards. Commentator Beth Tytel points out that the modern bride has kind of become her own IT person.
Thank goodness I got married in olden times, when the big decision was not whether to make your wedding website password protected, when the words page view and unique visitors were not wedding lingo, when you didn't have to brand your own love story. Have you clicked on one of these sites? Forgive me, but some are more entertaining than the wedding itself. There are polls asking guests to vote on the first dance, pop-up tabs making it easy to pin photos on Pinterest, credits naming the bride's hairstylist, and links to PayPal for honey fund contributions. And pity the couple who didn't meet cute, as they say in Hollywood, because the centerpiece is almost always the blow-by-blow account, or in some cases, the blow-by-blow video detailing the proposal or the how we met story. The sites are so popular that a new form of wedding entertainment has emerged, mocking others' websites. As one 30-something on the wedding circuit told me, if I don't already know how you met, why am I going to your wedding? Here's another issue not faced by the mother of the bride generation. What to name the website? With more than 2 million weddings a year, not every Michael and Jessica can get their top choice. But if you choose a URL that celebrates your special love and doesn't include your names, forgetful guests may end up at the site of some other Mike and Jessica, reading their adorable story, or even worse, buying them a gift from Pottery Barn. Sure, some sites are tacky, but they are efficient. As one bride confessed, before she got her site running, her aunts called endlessly with questions. Now, she simply directs them to her FAQ page.
Beth Tytel is a staff reporter at the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth.